taking that, Trevor, or who's going to take that?
Yes, I'll take it. So for the record, we have Michael, Becky, Matthew, Donna, and Elizabeth present. And James and Heather are excused, and Penny is absent.
So far.
Correct.
Okay, so second item is to either modify or adopt the agenda as prepared. So I entertain a motion one way or the other.
I'm okay with it as it is. That's a second.
Okay, Becky made a motion to adopt the agenda. A second. Donna, is that you? Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Number three, minutes from the July 27th meeting. I guess we need a motion to approve, and I guess they get placed on file. So, for any discussion, do we have a motion to approve and place on file?
Make the motion, move and place on file.
All right, Penny. Penny's with us. Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second. Thank
okay,
you.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Otherwise, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Announcements. Anybody have any announcements? Trevor, anybody else?
I have no announcements.
Nobody else? Okay. Number five, public appearances. So I'm not so sure who's here on which item, but do we have any people are here for public appearances that are not on the agenda in some fashion?
Cecile Baller, but I'm just here as a member of a property owner within 200 feet radius.
All right, so you're interested in one of either number six or seven?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so hearing no other public appearances, what I'd like to do is for both six and seven is first ask Trevor to offer his suggestions, comments, thoughts on each one of the petitions, and then I'll ask the petitioner if they have any comments, and then we'll open it up, ask for motion to open it up if there's any public comments. So number six is the petition from Green Bay Real Estate requesting the rezoning of parcel AL-1420 located at 917 and 923 Derby Lane. Legally described as Lot 2 of CSM 9197, 291-5851, being part of Lots 3, 4, and 5, Thomas McLean's addition, rezoning request from MX2, which is, I guess, mixed-use neighborhood.
Are you able to see my screen?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I pulled up my screen just for reference purposes here. But as you indicated, the request is to rezone a portion of the property from MX2, which is our mixed use, our lower density mixed use district, to NX, N as in Nancy, X, which is our multifamily district. Now, the front portion of the lot is currently zoned NX, but if I could show you on the screen, this used to be one big lot, kind of a flag lot back here. So this panhandle portion is still MX2, and this front portion is NX. And I will pull up the memo so that we all are familiar. And as Michael said, NX is our multifamily, and MX2 is mixed use. Both allow for multifamily purposes. This is primarily just to clean things up, but then also to allow input from neighbors as well. Previously, before last week, actually, before we adopted our new zoning code, this portion of property in here was zoned commercial. And commercial allowed multifamily, but only through a conditional use permit. Both the NX and the MX2 allow multifamily by right. The petitioner is here. If he is willing to explain the project a little bit further, but essentially, it will be it's planned for an 8-unit townhome development here that would share a driveway with the daycare that's being constructed right here.
Driveways, and they don't seem to ever get it worked out. I assume you'll have some sort of a written agreement as to who's going to maintain it.
Correct. There'll be a cross-access and maintenance agreement between this property and the daycare property to account for not only summertime and wintertime maintenance, but also use of the shared trash closure and stormwater facilities.
Thank you.
Trevor, is there a plan for a sidewalk on Derby Lane in the sidewalk plan?
There is.
I just am noticing on that picture there's no sidewalk to the street from those apartments, and I just wondered if there was a plan to put a sidewalk on Derby, then should there be a connection put in anticipation of that? Just as part of the project.
Sure. So to answer first part of your question, there is a planned sidewalk for Derby. Actually, the developer dedicated a portion of the property over here to allow for a better curb ramp along the property's edge, as well as some property along here to provide for a future terrace on Webster Avenue. As far as here, I haven't discussed that directly with the developer, but maybe we could come to an agreement once more detailed plans are developed.
I just wanted it to provide. Be on the, Okay.
Let me write that down.
Okay. Any other questions for Garrett? Otherwise, I guess the first question, is there anybody here who wants to speak on as a resident or property owner within a close distance of this development? I guess hearing none, we won't worry about the public. Okay, so we have in front of us the petition for the rezoning, and I assume what we're looking for is a approval or recommendation to the village board that it get rezoned. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. So unless there's other questions of Garrett, we need a motion to send this to the village board for rezoning.
I'll make a motion to recommend for approval to the village board.
Okay. Donna, do we have a second?
I'll second. Becky.
Becky, second. Any other, so we have a motion and a second for approval. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thanks, Garrett.
Thank you all. Have a great night.
So number seven, a petition from Ben Barlaza requesting a rezoning of parcels AL 258, 259, 260, located at 2143 Southwest Avenue, legally described as 9,928 square feet, and Sorge and Straubel's plat of garden lots, lots 1, 2, and 3, block 1, from the, public district to neighborhood office residential mix. Trevor?
Yes, thank you. So as you indicated, this property may seem familiar to a few of you. You may have voted here in the past or have done some recreational opportunities provided through the village. This property is located on Webster. It's currently, prior to COVID, was being utilized as our community center, although we have had several studies throughout the years here done through the village that kind of led us to the direction that of realization that there might be a better use for the building. The village has recently accepted an offer to purchase to sell the building to Ben and Dirk Bartolozzi to utilize the building for their offices. They intend to keep pretty much the site configuration the same, maybe add additional parking. The intent is to rezone the property from public institutional 2, which is a more intense public institutional district in our new zoning code, to GX, which is allows for office use. The petitioner is here tonight to answer any questions.
Okay, so would the petitioner like to offer any comments?
Yes, I'm Ben Bartolozzi. I own Bartolozzi Real Estate and Bartolozzi Homes with my brother Dirk. I appreciate your time on this. Our plan, like Trevor had said, is to, right now we currently rent properties in different locations, so we want to get our two businesses under the same roof and to use them as office space for my agents and for our staff. So we currently have about 10 agents under the real estate firm who are all independent contractors and are real estate agents under the state of Wisconsin. And then we have 5 staff members for the real estate company. And then we have 3 staff for the construction company. So we'll be putting a showroom in there for the Bartolozzi Homes to be able to showcase some of the things that we can do for custom homes that we build. And then also just dealing with customers in real estate transactions. Mostly residential is what we focus on.
This is Steele Baller. So my understanding, Trevor, is the GX it's just office? That's what it's under the zoning?
Yes, and I apologize to Steele. I don't know, Michael, do you want to open it up to members of the public?
Oh, I'm sorry.
As soon as we're done with Ben, if the commission has any questions, otherwise we can entertain a motion to open it up.
Okay.
Any questions for Ben? Well, we can ask him afterwards also. So I'll entertain a motion to open it up for public comment, questions.
Sure. Mine was more on the zoning for Trevor. So just so I understand, what was the P12 before? It could have been.
We should get a motion first. Just.
I'll move to open up.
All right.
Second.
We have a motion open. Do I have a second?
That was Benny.
All right. Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, go ahead.
So my understanding, PI2. Okay. Prior to this, that could have been single family, two family, office, commercial?
So prior to, the current zoning is PI2, which would allow for institutional purposes, school, community center like this, or some sort of like college or hospital or something like that. Public entity though. If you can see, is my screen still shared?
Yep.
Yep. So here's Webster Elementary. Right here, as you can see, it's PI2, and then we have the fire station, which is still B-zone PI2, and then I believe this one of these is your properties, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So this would be GX, which would allow for office use. This is prior to this. This property was zoned prior to last week. This was zoned government owned.
Got it. Okay. No, that answers that. I was just unsure of why it wasn't office before, but apparently it was used I know it was used for the village, but I didn't understand what this this particular zoning category was.
I think in the future what I might do on these notices, this is our first two zoning changes with our new zoning code. I think I might put in parentheses what these, maybe a brief definition of what these are or something. But
yeah, that would be helpful because I did try to search it before, you know, tonight just because I wasn't sure as far as what the categories were. So that would be real helpful.
Sure.
I think we all tried to search it.
Yeah, I had a question from Michael earlier.
Anybody else who's not on the commission? No other public comments? Okay, then we have a motion to return to order of business.
So moved.
A second?
I'll second.
All right, Becky seconded. All right, so all in favor of returning to order of business?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, carried. Okay, so Trevor, any further comments, or you're good to go?
I'm good
Your
to go.
The recommendation was to recommend for the approval.
Correct.
So if there's no other discussion or comments, I'd be looking for a motion to rezone the property from PI2 to GX.
So moved.
I'm sorry.
Penny Dart, I'll move to do that.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second that, Matthew.
All right. Matthew. So any other discussion? Otherwise, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay, carried. Ben, thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. I'm leaving also.
Thanks, Cecile.
Thank you.
Ben.
Okay, number 8, annual site tour. Trevor.
Yeah, so I know we discussed this at the last meeting, whether or not we want to hold one and what it would look like. I believe it was discussed at the last meeting that if we were to hold one, we would all probably drive ourselves, do some of the recommended social distancing measures and that sort of thing. So, I guess the question first is if the commission would like to hold one. If they do, I think we've attempted to have one in October before, but with the light, it becomes a challenge. We lose daylight quick. So I would recommend that if we do, we try and find a date in September, and I can send out a poll for that to see when that would work for everyone. And then I have a list of some suggested projects, but open to have the commission discuss this a little bit first.
So are we planning on a tour in which we're going to remain outside the environment, or are we going to be going into any buildings?
My suggestion would be for us to remain outdoors in all of them, except maybe if we, I think it was discussed, if we ended at St. Baldy, maybe we could end on their patio or something, depending on...
It's not snowing. Okay, open for comments.
I think if we bring masks and go inside just for a short time and walk around and, you know, are careful, I wouldn't want to spend a lot of time inside of a building, but if it was necessary to be it, that would be bad as long as everybody's wearing a mask.
Does there anybody opposed to having Trevor suggest a date or some dates or opposed to this whole idea of a tour? Right, I don't see anybody who's really opposed, Trevor, so if you're going to suggest a date or some dates, pick and choose, or what's your thoughts?
Yeah, I think what I'll do, so our September meeting is, regular scheduled September meeting is the 28th. I will take a look a week or two ahead of that and maybe send out a doodle poll or maybe just suggest some dates.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
And then
some dates and then where you think you might want to go.
Trevor, I would request we go to the condominiums across from the prison.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say we should go to the prison, and I'm kind of like...
I was going to get there already. Well, I've done it.
Well, I've been there too, but not for the reasons that they're there.
Right now, you don't want to go to the prison. No.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can definitely check out the condos, and I thought if we did that, we could take a look at the new trail that got put in.
Yes, nice.
Down there.
Okay. I guess if anybody has any suggestions, just fire them on the Trevor and we'll get them at it.
One I wanted to ask real quick, with the community center, with that building being sold, and I would imagine once it's finished, maybe Mr. Badarlazi would allow us to walk through the building, assuming, you know, safe conditions. Would there be any interest in seeing it ahead of time? Okay.
I mean, if you put it in, yeah.
Okay.
Has there been any more progress on the old water building on Green? Like, said Green?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it kind of where we looked at it last time?
It's pretty much where we've looked at it last time.
Then we can skip that.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments? Okay, we'll wait for something from Trevor.
Oh, could we go look at the daycare, just kind of like the traffic flow and so forth because of the concern of it being on that crazy road there?
But sure.
There's not much we can do about it, but we can at least see what it's going to, how the traffic flows can work.
Anything else? Set, Trevor?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Number 9, we included in here this continued discussion on the bicycle and pedestrian initiatives related to road projects. Anything to update or report on that?
Yes, and real quick, Dirk, if you're joining us for the rezoning, we just completed that item. Yeah, thanks.
Sorry I'm late.
Not a problem. So for this one, the commission discussed the bicycle and pedestrian plan at the last meeting, and how the projects were to be worked into, I guess, taking place. And so that discussion included that the bicycle and pedestrian plan recommended that these projects be incorporated as roads are reconstructed. There's efficiencies there for engineering costs and just the trying to save on some mess if a road has to get ripped up, but then also if the right-of-way has to be adjusted or the roadway has to be adjusted, it would be the appropriate time to do so. So having said that, next year's projects are reconstruction projects, and two of them, one is Beaumont and the other is Roselawn. Both of those streets are shown in our bicycle and pedestrian plan as sidewalk facilities. Maybe Brad can help me out on the budget discussion. It appears like this might be going in front of the village board on this coming Tuesday, September 1st, to discuss whether or not the funds are available to provide those sidewalks in conjunction with these projects this upcoming year. I guess if the commission has any questions, I tried to explain that as clearly as I could, but it might have came out complicated.
I'll just add a little bit more. As these streets are being designed, the engineering department will be asking the village board, should we include the sidewalk that is laid out in the bike path plan? If not, should we at least design the driveways, which end up getting torn out during the construction, that would accommodate a future sidewalk and do the grading in the right of way as well to accommodate a future sidewalk in the event we're unable to afford it in the 2021 bonding? I don't know if I helped there or not.
I'm a little confused. I mean, we put together the bicycle pedestrian plan that we wanted to have this facility built. So, is it just that, you know, that the first thing on the chopping block is, are we going to have to constantly fight to get the thing in through the right of way? Is it always going to be the sidewalk that's on the chopping block and not something else in the project? I think it's kind of, are they asking, you know, if we can't afford it, is there anything else that they're looking at not doing, that it shouldn't always be just the sidewalk that's the first thing that's looked at, well, that's expendable? You know, I think it's a matter of fairness that everything gets looked at, and that, you know, we put this plan together with a minimum of sidewalks, not on every street, and so the few that are in the plan should at least make a very concerted effort to honor.
Yeah, Becky, I think that's the intent of the next week's discussion with the village board is, should we or can we accommodate the sidewalks? If we cannot accommodate them by putting them in 2021, let's do all the prep work so that it's there and we would not be disturbing the road again in the future. We're looking at approximately a $5 million bond again in 21, $5.25 million bond in 2023, and $5.5 million in 2027, or 25. And we're trying to, we've got a finance committee now, an ad hoc finance committee, and we're reviewing what is that impact on the budget. Can we afford to do these streets to begin with? That's one of the biggest questions.
Okay.
So, Brad, I have a question. Is the right-of-way already obtained for sidewalk?
Yes, there would be no acquisition.
Okay, so there's no hang-ups there?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I believe our public works director indicated that Beaumont may actually have to be shifted a foot or two in order to accommodate, but the right-of-way is wide enough.
Or questions. I'm just wondering, is this I know Penny's on the village board, but I mean, does it take some action besides the board? Should somebody from the Plan Commission be there to speak up, or is that just automatic and it doesn't matter?
I think someone should speak up about that. I know that Becky has put in a lot of her energy into following this all these years, and that it would be nice if, because without people like Becky and Jim always thinking of those things, they would get overlooked. And it has to be front of mind. So even if the compromise does get made down the road, it's still the compromise has to be noted that it actually took place. It was actually acknowledged that, yeah, we understand this is important. Do I need to say anything else? I would think that if Becky would be willing to do that, because her face is well known in that.
I'm going to definitely put it online. When is it, the board meeting? Is it this week or is it next week?
It's next week, September 1st.
Okay.
At 6:30. Becky, we discussed that as well amongst staff. For the Planning Commission members that weren't present, we did the plan in 2017 and 2018 as an effort to draw attention to not only draw attention, but prioritize what facilities should be looked at and when they should be looked at.
Because there's always the option too of do we need as wide a street as we have. If it's a question of cost, a narrower street would cost less. And if the question of do we not do the sidewalk and have a really wide street with parking on both sides, or do we maybe do a narrower street with parking on one side and a sidewalk, that it can't just automatically be discounted that we're going to have a huge wide street and the sidewalk out. That is there really that need and want, and does it always have to be the pedestrian access that's given the short trip just because it's on the outside and it does not fit. So, okay, well, I'll make sure that I put that meeting on my calendar.
Okay. Number 10, Fox River Trail Connections and Wayfinding. Any comments or discussion on that item?
As from staff, I don't have anything to update from last month.
And if we go on a tour, we might be able to see a little bit of it anyway, so. Okay. Number 11, report and discussion on village projects and properties update.
So as some of you may have learned earlier tonight, the zoning code was adopted. Last Tuesday. Want to thank everyone for all the hard work that went into that over the past 2 years, and actually even longer for some of y'all. It was a lot of work, but it's definitely going to be worth it moving forward. I know, again, I think I caught up Matthew, but at the last meeting, but Matthew helped select the firm, and Penny did as well, maybe, but Penny definitely was on the steering committee, as well as Heather, which involved a lot of late nights and long meetings talking about zoning code, so definitely appreciate that.
That it?
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Michael.
Go ahead.
That was it with zoning code. As of 2 weeks ago, on the 14th, the Robinson Hill Historic District was listed to the State Register of National Places. That's the district, the neighborhood, or the Derby Lane neighborhood. There's about 76 homes that make up the district. That'll be our second district in the village. The other one is Miramar Drive. So that project took about 2.5 years, 3 years to complete. And then the final item that we have is, I believe now both kayak launches might be in. There's one at Lazar and then one at Great Owl Park. And those are the ADA accessible kayak launches.
So I'm kind of curious, does the property that we recommended rezoning, does that get impacted at all? Is that in the historic, defined historic area?
Yeah, so that building is on the National Register. Ben will be the buyer, will be paying close attention to making sure that it's any updates are consistent, or I guess keep the historic integrity of the building. Because it's a public building and we are selling it, we are required by Wisconsin law to put a historic conservation easement on the building when we sell it. So that will be going before the Historic Preservation Committee on Wednesday night to be reviewed. It's being reviewed down in Madison right now, and then assuming both those entities approve, it will go to the Village Board on the 15th.
The reason I had asked, I was more interested, you said the other historic district was Derby Lane?
Derby Lane and Miramar Drive are the two.
Yeah, so from a standpoint of barracks, from Bader's development.
Yes.
You have to do anything special because of that?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about the other rezoning item. No, there's nothing special.
Okay.
If I know where you're headed with that, with a road project or something like that, you might, but this parcel falls outside of the district boundaries.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, anything else? Otherwise, I think we're then on number 12, updates from village departments.
Yes, and I meshed 11 and 12 together.
Oh, okay. Well, Brad's on. Does he have anything he wants to...
Well, we're working on budget for 2021, so keep your fingers crossed everything goes well. The whole COVID impacts have been pretty drastic, and we're looking at dealing with the potential of some short funding from the state under shared revenues and transportation aids, which could affect us quite dearly.
That's all a scary situation, yeah.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, 13, next meeting date and future agenda items.
Our next known date is the 28th.
Okay. And I would guess that on the items... that we might have somewhat of a discussion if we want to go on the annual site tour, and also results of the road projects and the sidewalks. So that'd probably be on the agenda again, if nothing more than just updates.
Sure.
Other than that, I guess it's up to you.
Okay.
All right. Unless somebody else has something like to get on the next agenda.
If anyone thinks of anything, they're always willing to, or they're always able to email me at a later date.
Okay. Last item, adjournment. Motion to adjourn is at order.
Move to adjourn.
I saw that coming. Danny was going to do that.
I'll second.
All right. So Rebecca will second. Any discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. We'll see everybody on the 28th.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.